Hey everyone, it's Melody here from Equine Entrepreneurs. I'm a business coach for horse business owners from all around the world. But this podcast is really about my horse, JD. He's an Irish sport horse with a big personality and at the moment, a belly to go with it. Kind of looks a little bit pregnant, might have to pull back on the hay a little bit, JD, sorry buddy. So JD's got a bit of a life lesson for us, and this is something that we can use both in life and in business. He is so present in the moment, it's not funny. I'm not riding at the moment, just recovering from quite a severe injury. I'm almost ready to ride, but at the moment it's also been really, really hot this week. So at the moment, the time that I'm spending with him and my other horse, Phantom, who's an Anglo-Arab, I have this amazing little old park bench in the middle of the paddock under a tree, and it's so cool. I go and sit on the park bench and the two boys come over and they kiss and snuggle me, and JD messes with my hair and all these sorts of things. So it's a bit of a lovely bonding time for all of us. It's a really good wind down time for me. Typically if I've got two or three clients in the morning, which I often do, I find that not draining, but it's quite, takes a lot of my energy. So I find then if I'll go and sit out with the horses for half an hour, I can reset myself. And that's really good. It's really good for any business owner to be able to reset, walk away from the computer, go and get some fresh air and then come back inside. So I've been going out and hanging out with the boys. I do some funny things, and there's plenty of fun videos on my business page, Equine Entrepreneurs, on Facebook. But today when I was out there, JD was walking past. He decided to walk around the back of the chair that I was sitting on. And it's for some reason at that very moment, I decided to pick up a stick and move it out of his way. I was kind of thinking, oh, he might, you know, scratch his back leg with it. So I grabbed the stick, not realizing that it had a big loop at the other end, and that was underneath his belly. So by moving the stick from my side of him, another big stick came up and bopped him in the belly on the other side, and he got quite a fright. He leapt into the air and snorted and turned around and looked at me, and he was most put out, very upset. But then within seconds, he's just looked like I've looked at him and I've gone, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get you with a stick, but, you know, it's just a stick, you'll be fine, didn't hurt you, I just bopped you with it. And he's just kind of just gone, okay. Closed his eyes back down again, relaxed back down, and he's instantly over it. And it got me thinking that about some of the other things that he's done, and how, you know, when he's first experienced something new, he might have a great big reaction, but within moments, he's completely over it. I remember when I first got him, I knew he was very quiet, and he had been exposed to quite a bit of stuff as a four-year-old. He was bred by some people in Pinjarra, and they lived in a caravan park. So as well as running a horse stud, they also ran a caravan park. So he would typically see kids on bikes and caravans and dogs and chickens and all sorts of things all the time, lots of activity. One of the things that I did was I thought maybe it's a good idea to tie a chaff bag to the stirrup in the round pen and let him loose and see what he does. And in hindsight, that was probably pretty risky, but at the time, it seemed like a good idea. He was loose. I didn't have a lunge rein or anything. Didn't have any gear on his head. So just had the saddle on, nothing, a halter or nothing. And I do that because I don't like the idea of him getting his halter caught on anything. Although my round pen seems very safe, you never know what's going to happen. Does mean I can't do anything with him very quickly, though. And I remember he took a bit of a spin at this chaff bag and then took off like a shot to get away from it, bucked and kicked, and within a circle he was just like, oh, okay, it's not going away, I'm over it, I'm fine, and just like walked around. Then it was fine. As far as he was concerned for the rest of the day, the chaff bag did not exist. It was flapping on his back legs, it was all over him, but he got over it so fast. And what if humans could do that? Like, wouldn't that be great if we could just be in the moment all the time? You know, we get triggered by stuff all the time, both in life and in business. And we hang on to stuff. We lie awake worrying about it. We stop thinking about doing posts on Facebook because we're worried about it. In fact, I was talking to a client today who's not getting a lot of clients, and we sort of talked about her use of social media because I'm very sure that if she was consistent with it, it would be fantastic. And ultimately she said to me that she was really worried that somebody might not like it because someone once didn't like something she posted 3 years ago. To be gripped in that kind of fear is pretty awful, and it makes you realize how, as humans, we hang on to stuff that's just not necessary. Somebody didn't like her post 3 years ago, great. They were never going to buy from her anyway, so what does it matter? I have been guilty of this as well, perhaps not for 3 years, but we all hang on to things far longer than we need to. Perhaps the lesson here from JD is we can react in the moment, but stay in the moment. Once the threat has gone, or the stick is not bashing us anymore, or the chaff bag is, you've realized it's not going to eat you, it's not full of snakes or whatever, that we can just go, all right, come right back down to neutral again and just calm ourselves. So many business owners don't sleep properly. I'm guilty of that, but it's not from overthinking necessarily. They don't do things and they hold back because they're worried about something, because something's happened in the past, or they're worried about something that has never happened and they're just telling themselves that it might happen, therefore they don't do it. And you think about your horses, you know, most of you guys, if you are horse business owners or horse owners, you're going to have a bit of experience about horses. Do horses hang on to stuff like that? Not really. I mean, horses do experience trauma and they hang on to fear of certain things, but as far as dealing with something in the moment, they very much stay in the moment. They don't talk about their past, so to speak. They don't bring things up. And as soon as things are done, they're done with it. They've moved on. They've gone back to eating. They've gone back to playing with their friend. They've gone back to snoozing, whatever it is that they're doing. So what if we could take a little bit of that and put it into our own lives? What if we could say to ourselves, right, that thing that made me feel bad happened. That client wasn't happy with this thing, or somebody didn't agree with something that I said on social media, and just acknowledge that that happened and then move past it instantly and not wear it like a badge. You know, I once had somebody argue with me on Facebook, so now I'll never ever post on Facebook again. You'd be surprised how many people say that to me. And like, you know, I'm just like, you know, there's a block button, right? Like, you know, somebody that, oh, but what if they tell their friends? Well, their friends aren't going to buy from you either. And really, if people are going to believe the statements of somebody about, that's bitching about somebody they don't even know, then you don't want them as a client either. Worry about your ideal client and worry about the people that are interested in you and are connecting with you. That's kind of my motto, and that's what I try and encourage all my clients to do. So let's try to hang on to things a little less. Let's try and let it go. I'm almost tempted to sing you the Frozen song, but I have no idea where this podcast is going to end up, so I've kind of decided I won't, so sorry about that. But let's try and let things go past the moment, from the moment, and be done with it. Let's let our worries be conditioned to stay in the moment and then no further past that. If something happens, accept it, process it, and then move on. The next day is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. I say that a lot. Tomorrow is a new day. When I go and eat a full bag of M&Ms, and I'm trying to lose weight, I try not to beat myself up about it, and I try and say to myself, you know what, that wasn't ideal. It's not what I wanted to do. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm just going to reset tomorrow. I'm not going to hang on to this. I'm not going to eat M&Ms tomorrow because I ate them today. I'm just going to move on. So that's today's lesson from JD. Until next time, I'll see you guys later.